Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this meeting of Exmouth Town Council. I am Councillor Steve Gazzard, Chairman of Exmouth Town Council. This is a formal meeting of Exmouth Town Council, and we will follow the agenda which you have all received, which has been published on the Council's website. The meeting is being recorded, and an audio recording will be uploaded to the Town Council's website in due course. Just read in case we do. We do have members of the press and public in attendance as observers, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to you all. Only those who have been registered to speak in advance with the town clerk will be given the opportunity to speak during public participation, and you will not be permitted unless invited to do so by the chairman to speak at other times. Thank you. So we'll move on to apologies, please, Lisa.
So I've had apologies from Councillor Lynn Elson, Councillor Brewster Sarum, Councillor Ian Kirban, Councillor Tony Woodward, Councillor Fred Cagill, Councillor Brian Toy and Councillor David Paul. Councillor Aurora Bailey, sorry. Yep.
Thank you all very much. And we now move into public speaking, but I don't think we have any public speakers here. Am I correct in that reason? Thank you. So I'd like to welcome also Charlie Tapp here tonight from Arts Manager. Sorry, I do apologise. We move on then to the Council minutes to confirm and sign as a correct record the minutes of the meeting of the Town Council meeting held on the 8th of August 2022, which has been circulated. Can I have a proposer and seconder, please? Councillor Brian Bailey proposing, seconded by Joe Woodley. All those in favour, please show. That's carried. Thank you. We'll then move on to matters arising from the Council meeting minutes for information only. Do we have any items, Lisa? None? Okay, thank you. Item 4, declarations of pecuniary interests and dispensations. Members to declare any interests that they may have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay. Are there any members that wish to declare any interest? No? If you do, as the items come up, please feel free to declare them. Item 5, to resolve that the press and public be excluded from the meeting during consideration of items in part 2 of the agenda as it involves the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in Part 1, Schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972, and we have one item, which is Item 11. Item 6, to receive and consider reports and minutes of committees, working parties, other local bodies, and the Town Clerk, stroke Deputy Town Clerk, District and County Councillors as appropriate. So we'll start with the Planning Committee minutes for the meeting held on the 1st of August, 15th of August and the 30th of August 2022. Councillor Joe Whipple.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I chaired the first and the last of those, and Councillor Tim Dumper chaired the one on the 15th of August, and I present those minutes to the committee.
Do we have a second for that? Councillor Tim Dumper. Seconded. All those in favour, please show. Thank you. That's carried. We move on to the Town Clerk's report, which is attached. The Finance Committee minutes. Councillor Ollie Davey, please.
Thank you, Chair. Not only do I not exist, but my item has been skipped as well. I present the minutes of the meeting held on the 18th of August 2022, and I ask you to support those. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I have a proposal and seconded for those, please? Councillor Joe Woodley. Seconded by Brian Bailey. All those in favour, please show. Thank you. That's carried. Apologies for that, Councillor Davey. So we now move on to Town Clerk's report. Any questions to our Town Clerk, please? No? Okay, so we note those minutes. Thank you. We move on to the Deputy Clerk's report. Any questions to obviously Lisa on the Deputy Clerk's report? Councillor Brian Bailey. Thank you for that. That will be noted and passed on. And yes, I agree with you. I had a look at the gates today and they're looking really good. So, yes, thank you. Thank you, members. With your permission, I would like to move the Festival and Events Working Party notes and the recommendations as the next item. Can I have your permission to do that, please? Thank you. So, we have the minutes of the meeting held on the 8th of September and as a title, sorry, 22, and to receive the recommendations that you have in front of you. I'd like to call the Chair, Councillor Joy Whipps, and obviously Charlie is here to assist if need be. Thank you. Do you need to add anything, John? No? Okay, so you're moving the recommendation. Okay. Can I see if there's a second there? We all know Councillor Alex Adik. Do you want to speak on it?
Only just to say I fully support the recommendation. I think it's a really good opportunity, actually. I look at it as an opportunity to rebadge the festival. It's a good time to do it. I think we can get a lot more out of it by doing it this way and showcase a few more extra locations and facilities. So I'm very supportive. I think it's a positive, not a scaling back, actually. I think it's a positive move. So very happy to second it.
Any further questions? Councillor Maddie Chapman, please.
Ah, thank you. I just have some questions, really, that I would like someone to answer, if possible. We came out of the Manor Gardens because we had a lot of problems. So I would like to think that the committee has read through the report that we had, but why we came out of the Manor Gardens, the problems we had, and the problems the police had, etc., etc., the last time we had an event there. I would also like to ask, where I fully agree with having it in different venues around town, does that mean that you have some on the Rec, some on the Strand, some of the Manor Gardens? Does that mean then that you're going to pay a licence to East Devon for any selling of alcohol? You can stop it straight away. on the different venue places, and also the extra charge for street scene at different venues rather than one venue. Have you taken this into account? And the finances thereof. This is just a few things that I think we should be mindful of before you go head over for this, is to look at the costings, because these things cost money to put on before you even put them on. And spreading them around, your costing could be higher than what it was before. That's all I've got to say. Apart from that, well done, everyone.
Would you like to respond to that, Tom?
So regarding the location and Manor Gardens, so I wasn't here when it was first in Manor Gardens and when it was moved, but my thought on that is that it will be about the programming that's in there, and that will be how we manage it. As Joy has mentioned, we're going to look at really family-friendly programming. So I'm even considering a sort of daytime program that finishes around 6 and then putting theatre on in the Manor Gardens in the evening. So I think that will help with a lot of the antisocial behaviour issues that we've had, because it'll just be a totally different kind of programming. I mean, we're really battling antisocial behaviour on the Rec as well, and that's a big part of this decision to have to move. Our security bill is over £30,000 now, and in my opinion, for me to feel comfortable putting that event on, we need more. you know, I was having sleepless nights in the lead up to the last event, you know, even with that level of security that we had. So I do feel like this new setup will be safer for us. What was your second? You asked about the different locations and sort of waste management and working with Street Scene and East Devon Council. Yes, it will be a different setup depending on which bits of land we choose to use. As I outlined in the proposal, this is going to be modular. So the number of locations we use will probably depend on the amount of funding we manage to secure. So it will sort of start small, and then with each piece of funding, we might grow it. So that's how I'm trying to make it more financially sustainable, that it's a bit more flexible. Whereas on the Rec, we're really tied to that site and that level of infrastructure. That's what we delivered in 2022, was really the bare minimum of infrastructure. Whereas we can go a bit more modular and build outwards or contract back in if we don't secure the funding.
Yes.
Thank you. If we're going to do that, might it be a good idea when you've got you've decided all your sites that then negotiate with East Devon? Don't do them site by site by site. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? We don't want you to do them site by site. Lump them, say we want this, 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 and what can you do, you know? If you could take that on board, I'd be a lot happier, I think.
Take them already. But she does understand, yes. Greatest of confidence in Charlie's ability to do us a great festive event. Yeah. Councillor Joe Whibley.
Thank you, Chair. So it's Devon recently released its culture strategy, and it would you were sort of one of the consultants for that thing. And I know that East Devon contributes a little bit towards the festival. Are you planning in terms of like the programming and stuff to sort of work with them at all? Because it'd be really good to get everything to make that. Given you're saying about the scale of it broadening out and everything, it'd be really good to make this part of that strategy and work together. Obviously, it's early stages in terms of programming, but that would be great if you did.
yeah, no, absolutely. I'm already in touch with the events team at East Devon Council, who are really supportive of the new plans. We've got various spaces on hold at the minute as we see what the festival sort of emerges into. I have to say they were really supportive in terms of costings last year. They were aware what we were up against, and they really did give us a huge discount on our license fees and all that kind of thing last year. Yes, really keen to tie in with the new cultural strategy, absolutely. When the new cultural producer is in place, you know, I'll have a conversation with them about what they're working on and see how we can combine forces. And even, you know, I had a very early conversation with LED about sort of using Ocean and, you know, getting that team on board. So I think that's one of the beautiful things about this new proposal is that it will allow us to work in partnership a lot more easily. And then, you know, as Alex said, I don't see it as a step backwards or as us making it smaller. I really do think it's an evolution. And I'm really hoping that, you know, lots of local businesses will get on board. And, you know, it might be that actually a lot of the music programme moves to our existing venues, you know, our pubs, and that, you know, that is controlled within an environment that's built for that. And then we're also putting business, you know, to our local businesses as well. So.
Some other speakers first.
To come back and say that Charlie's answer said everything that I was going to say, but I would say we are no longer going to have a big concert, say, on one night or any other night, actually. We are moving away from that. So security and antisocial behaviour hopefully would be at a minimum. So I would like to reassure the council of that, that that is one of the things that we're moving away from.
Thank you, George. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to agree with Councillor Mary Chapman. I think it's the idea that Charlie could negotiate a lease as a package is essential, because otherwise it'd be a bit here and a bit there, and it'll mount up. It'll cost a lot more than probably it does now. Also, my concern is I notice here that free with potential for some paid activity. Would the paid activities preclude getting a grant from the Arts Council? Thank you.
Either you or Charlie.
I think I've included the idea of paid activities just to give us some breathing room. I don't think it will preclude us from getting funding from Arts Council. In fact, I think this model much more closely fits with their 10-year strategy as well, which is about creativity in towns and cities for everybody. I think they're going to be much more interested in this model with its more diverse arts programming. The paid activities could be, for example, if the Blackmore Theatre wanted to do something and they need to cover their costs by putting something on, the core program that we are putting on and we are designing will remain free.
Thank you. Just an observation, really. I was surprised that security was 50,000, according to this table.
Yeah, that's security and first aid. That's what it was.
Whereas it looks like you provided 31,500 for the artists. Is that right? So security, it seems the wrong way round. If you can reverse that, that would be really good. The other just question I have is, have you considered different genres of music, classical music, swing music, roots music, rather than the stuff we've had, which has sort of been pop, sort of contemporary music?
Do you want to come back on that?
Yes, we have, Mike. And that is one of the things that we are going to be considering over the next few months, having different venues and different types of music, not just pop music and bands and that sort of thing. Yes, we have.
Some point in the near future, we'll have a coronation. Is there any plans to have, for festivities to celebrate this historic event? We probably won't be able to get it to coincide with the festival because we won't have enough notice.
It's on our radar, Councillor Toy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charlie and I have already spoke about it. Until we know the date, it's very difficult for us to put any firm plans around it, but it is on our radar. We have talked about the potential for it to be, you know, to coincide, but until we know the date, we can't really plan. It will come back to the Festival and Events Working Party. Once we know the date, we'll put some outline ideas to members for approval.
Thank you. As you say, we need to know the date before we can do anything about it. Was there anybody else, sorry, before I bring back in Councillor Bandy Chapman? No? Yes. Councillor Tim Dumper, apologies.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'd just like to say that I welcome the proposals and thanks for the hard work for everybody that you've done. I've never actually been involved in the festival group myself, but it seems to me that it very much drifted over the years, and I don't think it was ever planned that it become a primarily pop music festival, popular music festival. And I think the idea of having smaller venues and around so goes in with quite the zeitgeist, really, of what goes on in festivals these days. And I welcome that. But I would say that there is a significant part of the population in Exmouth who welcome the kind of thing that we've been doing in recent years. But I think that would tend to be better under a commercial banner, really.
Yes, Joy
Bates. Concern is, Tim, that Exmouth wants it to be free, and in its present form, it can't be free, not going forward. And so that's why we've had to reconsider and doing what we're thinking of doing now.
We actually did have a festival back when Darrell was mayor that was split. We had a music or a jazz night up in Brixington Park, because I remember taking the piano from Har House down there with difficulty, not all by myself either. And something was going on in Fair Park, but it was all more or less going on at the same time, so these people were split up, but you still had, no matter what you did, you have to have something more than just the one entertainer, which is what they found out, and that's why they never split it again, because you were splitting things that people wanted to see, and they were all happening at the same time.
Bring back Matt first.
And then I've just got a declaration of interest. It just occurred to me I played at the festival in the last year that it was in the Manor Gardens, so I didn't know if I needed to. Wasn't sure.
Councillor Maddy Chapman.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I'll shut up after this. It's basically having a comment to Charlie. She's working with EDDC and LED. We did this with the Christmas Cracker, I seem to remember, Lisa, and the problems we encountered quite a few, in that other officers sort of overrid our committee and what we wanted to do. So I would ask that you talk to the town clerk about the problems that we had whereas actually we virtually lost control, and it was taken over by other people, and we couldn't do what we wanted. So, and if it's on someone else's premises, you're in a tricky situation. So I'm sure Lisa will update you. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. And I'm sure that, everybody will be working together to do, get the best for our wonderful town. Okay, so we've got a proposer and a seconder that we go with the recommendation, which is option two. I don't think I need to read it out. I think you all read it. So all those in favour of option two, please show. Carried unanimously. Thank you, all members, and thank you, Charlie, for coming and answering the questions. And can I, on behalf of the council and the town, thank you and all the helpers for putting on such a nice, good festival. And we look forward to next year. Thank you. If you want to go now, you can. You don't have to stay. Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, the first round's on you then. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Sorry, I'm just fine. Oh, move on then to the CCTV Working Party, notes of the meeting held on the 11th of August 2022. The chair is Councillor Fred Cagill, as you heard, has given his apologies. Can we note those minutes, please? Yes. Thank you. Community Organisations Liaison Panel, notes of the meeting held on the 22nd of August 2022. And that is normally David Paul, but he's given his apologies. So, Councillor Paul,
I chair the meeting today, so I'd like to present the minutes to you for this meeting.
These are the meeting notes from the meeting in August.
Yes, I know, but David's not here, so I'm just presenting it on his behalf. Right.
Okay. Any questions? Councillor Eileen Beach.
Right. As a councillor for Withycombe Rally Ward, I just wanted to know what's happening to the Doyle Centre. Are there any plans for housing on it? Was any approved before I came on the council? Because we do need more social housing for our residents. And the land behind, in front of the Doyle Centre, is the Norman Close. Yeah. And it seems to me very wasteful not to have anything built on it.
And you have been laid from plan, was it now? This was the last count. Well, not the one today, but the last one.
Yeah.
There was a planning application that went forward, but that's more of an East Devon District Council issue rather than the town council.
Okay. It takes some years, Eileen.
The cult minutes. Thank you. Thank you. So we move on then to Councillor Brian Bailey.
Regarding Councillor Beach's question, as I understand it, planning permission has been given to the land that was formerly the Doyle Centre, but allegedly the developer hasn't got enough funds to develop it at the moment. This is what I was told recently, and that's as far as I'm aware of the situation, Chairman.
Sorry, councillors, could we follow this up outside? Because it's not actually in the working party notes, and it's not an agenda item. So could we follow it up outside of the meeting, please? Thank you.
We move then to Town Council Premises Working Party notes held on the meeting held on the 23rd of September 2022. I'll move the minutes as the chair. They just need noting. Thank you very much. Then we'll move on to the Waterfront Working Party notes of the meeting held on the 13th of September 2022. Councillor Pauline Stock, please.
I'll move these minutes.
Thank you. Any questions, or we just note them? Any questions? Councillor Eileen Beach.
Yeah. I'm on this said committee, and I'd hoped that the stencils, the dog band stencils, were going to be painted white, which I'd seen in Budley and was really shocked at how bright they were. But unfortunately, that was never carried out, and I think that's...
It's one of the things that has gone forward.
It's gone forward to
Peter Bligh to have done.
Yeah. Right. Well, I just wanted to say that it was a pity that it wasn't done, really.
There's lots of things that haven't been done, really.
I know, and he said he would try and do it. But
thank you for that. Any other questions? Sorry, is there a hand up then? No? Okay, so we'll note those minutes, and thank you, everybody. We then move on to reports from members who represent the council on outside bodies. First, I've got Web Health and Wellbeing Board. Notes of the meeting held on the 8th of September 2022. That's Councillor David Poore. Can we just note those minutes in his absence, please? Thank you. Next is DOLP, Larger Councils Committee. Report from Councillor Tim Dumper, which has been attached. Any questions, Councillor Dumper, please? No? So we just... Oh, Councillor Dumper.
All I wanted to say was the larger councils committee, of course, which is referred to there, was actually your committee and not mine. So it should have said county committee, I think.
Oh, sorry. That was probably a typo error then. Thank you. So we'll just note those minutes then. Thank you. And report. Then we move to district council's reports. Circulated separately. I know there's been a couple that have been circulated, and thank you to those councillors. Are there any other East End District councillors that wish to give a verbal report, please?
Not really, Chairman, but basically it's the local plan. There's a lot of ongoing meetings and back and forth. We have a special licensing meeting, which Councillor Whibley announced on the taxi drivers, so we've still got a good number of taxi drivers, which lots of towns haven't, which is really, really good. Well done, the guys and girls. But it's mainly the local plan, and unfortunately, different problems at Goodwall's Farm, which we keep jumping up and down about. But apart from that, not a lot else at the moment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you for that. We then move to a county councillor's reports to be circulated separately. Do we have any?
There's no report, Chairman, but I'm happy to take questions.
And any questions that you may wish to ask? No?
No.
Oh, Councillor Alex Sadiq, sorry.
Just because, you know, Richard's come to the meeting. It's just... brief update on the residents' parking situation. I mean, all I know that obviously I think it's scheduled for Haytock December, but just be good to know, just to confirm that, and anything else relevant to the residents' parking would be good. Thanks, Richard.
Yes, so the decision will be taken in December. In terms of the consultation results, we've not yet discussed them. So realistically, they'll be made public, and then it's up to the committee to decide whether to implement it or not.
So one further question was just, I've had some questions from the public about that particular meeting. Is that a private meeting, or can can members of the public attend if they so wished?
Well, realistically, none of the county council meetings are private. All committee meetings are open.
Thank you. Any further? Councillor Jo Whibley.
Hi, Councillor Scott. When you say that they'll decide whether or not to implement it or not, does that mean it will either that there's still a chance that it'll either not happen at all, or it'll happen in full, or is there the possibility that it will still be changed in some way? So some places, for example, closer to town will get it, and those further out who are now objecting won't.
I don't really foresee that being the case, no. I mean, there's an opportunity to make minor changes, but obviously it's been advertised as a traffic order. So to change it materially is not really an option. So you either go yes or you go no. So once a traffic order has been advertised, so the easiest way I can explain how a traffic order works, if you advertise 3 metres of double yellow lines, you can shrink it, but you can't grow it. So you can make it smaller, but you can't make it bigger. But what you can't do is take sections out and say, we're not going to do that bit. So it'll be a yes or a no to the scheme. All right?
Thank you.
Any further questions? Councillor Alan Bates.
Richard, can you hear me? I don't normally use this. What's happening with Dean and Way?
In respect to what part of Dean and Way?
From the current, the missing link.
So levelling up bid. Well, the interesting thing about that is what the government decides to do with it, which, as you know, you've got a new government. As the situation stands, the bid's been submitted, and we'd expect to hear back in October, November. But whether or not this government commits to carry on with levelling up, I have no idea.
Okay. Situation normal then.
I'd be expecting that as it was government policy, but at least they'll see it through. But you've had a mini budget, you're no doubt going to get some more mini budgets looking at some of the stuff that's going on. So I'd be interested to see. All we can do is bid with the situation we had.
Yeah.
So we've done that, and we'll see what happens in terms of what this government commits to and whether or not levelling up is something it wants to pursue.
Thank you.
I don't think I could possibly answer.
Thank you. Any further questions then to Richard? No?
I appreciate the invite, Chairman, but I'm extremely busy.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, thank you, Richard. So we move on to item 7, which is for noting, to note the outcome of the Limited Assurance Review, Annual Governance and Accountability Return by PFK Little John, LLP for 2021/22. I'm sure you've all read the paperwork. Are you happy that it's noted, or is there anybody that wishes to answer a question? Lisa? No? Okay, thank you. So we note that. We move to item 8, to approve the revised rules for the Exmouth District Allotments Association, which has been circulated. Councillor Ollie Davey, please.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, committee has made a few modifications to the rules for allotment holders to reflect some recent concerns about bonfires and so on, structures going on allotments and so on. So these just update things a bit, hopefully will make life a little better for some of the local residents who may have been bothered by bonfires. Ideally, there are certainly members on the association who would like there to be no bonfires at all, because they don't actually see the need for them. What can't be composted can usually be shredded or something else. So there are still a few, unfortunately, who are very keen on their bonfires. Hopefully, eventually, we'll manage to phase them out. But it's just a few updates to the current rules just to make life a bit easier for everybody.
Thank you. So you're moving the recommendations in the paperwork.
I presume so. Yes.
Sorry. Okay, so Joy Witt. Any questions before we go to the vote? No.
Can I?
Councillor Eileen Beach.
I just want to make an observation about how pleased I am that you've called your building the Jesse Collings Building. You may not know, but this man was born in Exmouth. He was a Victorian, and he became the mayor of Birmingham and also revolutionized land management and education. But he was the one who said, and he started the allotment movement by saying every man or family should have 3 acres and a cow so that they could support their family. Now, I have been agitating, you all know this, that I would like Gardner's Question Time to come here because this is the man that started it all. But whenever you want people like this to come to the BBC, there are lots of rules and regulations about, you know, blah, blah, whether you can have it paid for, whether it can be a free event. But I'm just making another plea to get going. Because every Sunday when I hear it, I think, oh, why hasn't Exmouth been on? Limpston's been on. Topsham in the last year. But people, anyway, so if anyone feels moved, anyway, thank you for calling it. And he's on Wikipedia, so you can find out more about him. He was a liberal, I have to say, as well. I'll have that.
Okay, thank you for that bit of history. Thank you very much. Okay, so we've got a proposer in a second there. All those in favour, please show. That's Carrie. Thank you very much.
Can I just respond for a minute to say it was Councillor Beach who brought Jesse Collings to my attention and I brought it to the committee's attention, so it is all down to you, Eileen, that it is called the Jesse Collings Room. But it's true, he was born in Littleham. And with regard to Gardner's Question Time, there wasn't a lot of enthusiasm on the committee, something like a 27-page application form. You have to have all sorts of insurances in place, and it is quite a complicated thing, and you need a very dedicated team of people. The kind of people you've got in Limpston, they've got plenty of time to spare and the kind of expertise to run this sort of thing. Perhaps they'd like to come and do it for us.
Thank you for that response, Councillor Davey. We took the vote, didn't we, on that the other day. Item 9. Ratify that Exmouth Town Council continues as part of SAAA, a sector-led auditor appointment regime. Lisa, do you want to say anything on that?
So hopefully councillors have read the supporting paperwork that for the last 5 years we've been part of the sector-led auditor appointment regime. There is an option for us to opt out of it, but the advice from NALC and the SLCC is that council should stay in the sector-led scheme, because if you appoint an independent external auditor, they're not always familiar with the quirks of town council, parish council accounting practices, and arguably it'd be more expensive because you're not benefiting from the economies of scale. But we do need to decide as a council that you're happy to continue as part of that scheme. And if you do, then we will hear shortly which accountant has been appointed as the sector accountant for the South West. It won't be PFK Little John LLP because they've just come to the end of their five-year term. So it's likely to be a different accountancy firm. But the advice is that we stay in that sector-led regime. You just need to ratify that you're happy with that.
Councillor Cherry, Nicholas, second. Sorry, Tim, I didn't see you outside. No. All those in favour, please show. That's carried. Thank you. We move on to item 10. To confirm the appointment of one voting representative and one non-voting representative to attend the annual general meeting of the Devon Association of Local Councils Limited on Wednesday, 5th of October 2022. We have several members of the council that are attending, so we need to have someone to be a voting member to represent the council and a non-voting. Councillor Eileen Beach. Right.
Could I propose Tim Dumper to be the voting representative?
is there a second? Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to declare a non-pecuniary interest as a director, so I would not be able to take part as a voting or member of this. Thank you.
Thank you. That's noted.
Thank you. So we have Councillor Tim Dumper proposed as the voting member and seconded. All those in favour of that, please. That's carried, thank you. And we also then need to elect someone to be a non-voting representative for that day. Councillor Tim Dumper.
I was going to propose yourself, Steve, because you are the chair of the council, and I think it would be useful for you to be in there. I'm assuming, Councillor Brian Bailey, that you will be in there but not able to take part in what you're saying.
All those in favour then, please share. I think that's just about carried. Thank you very much. So I think that brings us, let me just check, that brings us to the end of this full council meeting. Yeah.